You know, we've been telling you about how the governor's putting an end to the state's mask mandate and allowing businesses to make their own decision when it comes to masks or no masks. But that's put a lot of businesses in a bit of a bind on how to make customers happy. But does it also put them in a legal bind as well? On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by North Texas attorney Ed Klein to talk a little bit more about that. Good afternoon, Ed. Thanks so much for your time. And what are some of the main questions that are being asked when it comes to pleasing customers at local businesses?
Hi, Kristen and David. Thanks for having me on this afternoon. As a business owner, the problem that you appear to be faced with under the new executive order that was issued earlier this week is the balance between pleasing your customers on the one hand and the safety of your employees on the other. So even under the governor's new executive order, businesses have the right to require that both their employees and their customers observe, let's say, CDC guidelines and either be able to require them to wear masks and or social distance and or even limit the capacity that they have in their businesses.
What legal obligations does a company have if they say you don't have to wear masks here and then someone comes down with coronavirus? Are they legally in jeopardy?
They could be. Right now, we don't have any legislation or any case law looking to this kind of situation where either a customer or an employee gets sick, gets COVID as the result of either working in or visiting a business. And so we honestly just don't know. You'd have to be able to prove that the infection in this hypothetical came from that particular business to start off with.
Now, we've seen some people having already a couple of disputes. There's been some videos that have gone viral of, for instance, one gentleman trying to go into a grocery store where they required masks and they wouldn't let him in. He records the whole thing. At this point, how do we de-escalate some of these situations? What's some legal advice there for business owners?
Well, first of all, you've got to cover your employees on the front line. If someone comes into a particular business that has posted signs requiring a face mask to enter and someone attempts to enter, then, the employee that first meets with that person ought to pass that on to someone in a management or supervisory role so that they're not the ones who are creating the problem. But even under the governor's new order, you still have rules regarding trespassing and public disturbances that would allow a business owner to perhaps call law enforcement to remove someone who is attempting to enter or enters on the business premises and refuses to wear a mask.
What about the other side of it? What if there is a company that says you're not allowed to wear masks inside?
Well, there again, you have to look from both the business owner's standpoint and the employees and the customers. There will be businesses who will say you're not allowed to wear a mask in this establishment, and that they may face the prospect that someone could come down with an infection that they can prove came from that facility or that business that could subject them to liability.
Ed Klein, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bay Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.